This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Yeah, Paris was the one I was thinking of. I never went back to that documentary, the gold joint.
I've got two episodes.
I just remember at this point, like, what am I trying to prove? I just, in the first 30 minutes of the first episode I watched, the only 30 minutes I watched, I know Steve Kerr had the line of, we're not going to have any trouble getting people to Paris. Because if they don't want to go to Paris, their wife is going to want to go to Paris. Or their girlfriend is going to want to go to Paris. Either way, it's going to end with them in Paris. And we'll be just fine. Yeah. So that line always kind of stuck out to me. And they had the Olympics in London. Mm-hmm. 2012?
Yeah, I think it was 12.
Yeah, 2012. Yeah. And I don't remember it being the same, I don't want to call it hysteria, but the same run-up as it was to Paris. So maybe Paris is the... Either way, London versus Oklahoma City, Paris right. versus Sacramento. Like, I feel right. like I... But I don't know. I'll read the line from the Athletic, a couple of lines from the Athletic. Commissioner Adam Silver pitching the NBA Board of Governors on early sketches for what the league might look like, and they plan to start as potentially as early as next year. The venture, this was the line that I think caught everybody's attention. The venture could include 16 teams, deep-pocketed investors, some defectors from the established EuroLeague, and new franchises in major markets like... The two we just discussed, Paris and London.
Yeah. I think it could work. I think they're going to do it. I mean, there is a world where the NBA just takes over the world. And you have NBA America, NBA Africa, NBA Europe, NBA China. Like, I think, I don't know if we'll be alive to see all this, but I don't think it's far-fetched. Because the game of basketball and the NBA in general is so popular across the world.
So the question that you asked earlier about Wemby-like players staying in Europe, is that like, it's like, life is better when you equate it to wrestling. It's like the Raw SmackDown split. When you split the shows, everybody knew Raw was still the main show. So when things went bad on Raw, you would take that talent from SmackDown and send them over to Raw. Everybody knew Raw was still the main show. in the scenario you presented, is it the idea that the NBA as we know it today isn't necessarily the main show anymore? Because you if you have NBA Europe, you have NBA Africa, they're NBA in name, but are they truly the NBA? Is it truly the best basketball players in the world? Or has it become just the best basketball players in America? Because if Wemby, if in 15 years, Wemby, we'll say 25 years, Wemby Jr., Vicky Wembanyama is deciding between, am I going to stay in Europe or am I going to go to the NBA in America? And he goes to the NBA in America. Does it, if that's the case, doesn't that just continue to solidify? The NBA is still the NBA. This is just the XFL.
Probably. You know what I mean? So. Yeah, probably so for sure.
You would have to have people actively turn down what we know as the NBA today.
Right. It would
to play in these other leagues.
It would be. I don't know if this is a great comparison, but it would be the reverse of EPL and MLS or something like that.
You are
right?
Not speaking my language, sir.
Right, where
you are going to confuse me.
You've got these, even if like the EPL or FIBA took over, or whoever took over the MLS and said, we're going to do, you couldn't do, the EPL America.
It's a second division.
Yeah, and you're still going to always try to get to the real
EPL. You mean like MLS and USL maybe?
Right. But if the EPL put their name on
I got you. Yeah.
Those two leagues, you probably still would try to be getting back over there at some point. The only thing that gives me pause, and tell me what you think about this in a soccer situation or if it would happen in the NBA, is one of the reasons, not the only reason, I think the main reason is the competitive aspect. These guys are competitors. They want to play with the best and all this other stuff. I think that's the number one reason. But if Wemby was able to make 80% of the money for the London team that he makes here in America, maybe that might make those guys think a little bit. I could be wrong. I'm just speaking. Somebody could tell me more. I don't think he can come close to making the money if he would have stayed in EuroLeague that he can make in the NBA.
Okay, real quick, let's say that, are we talking as if Wemby had makes this decision at 18?
Sure.
Or see, I don't think that would work, because I don't think you'll get, like, there's an aspect of coming over here and like playing against these guys, like that's how you get your respect, I feel, if you're Euro, right or wrong. Mm-hmm. I like Luka was the man for over there for however long, and like teams passed on him.
But when, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Can that change?
I don't think so. Because maybe it's just too self-centered, but I feel like
could a player spark change?
I don't think so. I feel like you got to do it here to get your respect. Like if you turn it up in the EuroLeague.
And that's what I was asking.
So, but here's the other question that I have about that. When we talk about, we've talked about this before about the soccer players, the American soccer player, why don't you just stay and be the biggest American star here? The answer is always you can't. They just throw boatloads of money at you over there, and the respect, but they throw boatloads of money over there.
Okay, so let me ask you this then: can LeBron James go and play in NBA Europe?
That would be different.
I don't know how this fits the soccer thing.
I mean, that would be like Beckham coming over here, right?
Yeah. You can play wherever you want. You could, in soccer, you could play wherever, whatever country you want.
Yeah, but when
it's all under one a big umbrella, I guess that'd be FIFA, UEFA, or whoever it be.
But when I bring that scenario up, a lot of people, obviously the talent is there too. The top talent is there. But what do we always say? Just the MLS, they can't give them the money.
They don't
have the money. Like, so if you have the money in NBA Europe, that may get some people to stay. Like, do you think, well, once again, I'll use the soccer analogy. Do you think if MLS had the same amount of money, ended up getting to the LAFC, they had the same amount of money as Manchester United, you think they could keep some of these American soccer players?
You can buy better players than Americans. You can buy real players. Like, yeah, you can make yourself a legit league if you had money. You can bring in Brazil players and all that, Brazilian players and all that.
So that's what I'm saying to this NBA Europe. Maybe if they have, and they'll probably have the money, like the investors and what the NBA is trying to do. Maybe they'll have the money to keep some of those guys there. Maybe you won't keep them all. Maybe you won't keep most of them, like the Wemby circuit.
So there's something like that. There is another part of this conversation, though. You could have the deep pocket investors that they're talking about. You can have the money that you're talking about right there, but you also have a competing pro league.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like that. So, like, how does that affect? Like, you're the NBA. You could set up shop if you want to.
Mm-hmm. Well, the thing.
But the question is, like, advertisers. Sponsors, do they leave the Euro League and come to you? Do they remain loyal? Does the NBA league wind up looking like the secondary league in Europe because the Euro League is already established? You're not only, in a sense, you're battling the name NBA when you start something brand new.
Yeah, true.
Because that's the best, and you have to establish yourself as the best right away. And if you can't come in and do that, having the investors, the franchises, the owner, that's all great. That's all great to start. Mm-hmm. But what about year two and three and four? Because if Kia is still sponsoring the slam dunk contest in the Euro League and not the NBA league, then how do you maintain that?
Well, I think you kind of just have to shift your thinking, like, with it. I think maybe it's just more global advertising and stuff like that.
No, you know what you are. And this is what you're the W. You're battling the early years of the W, where you can have the WNBA had the investors. Mm-hmm. They had the blueprint. They had everything. They didn't have the sponsors. They didn't have the fans. They got the best players in the world. Took a couple of years. They eventually got them. Mm-hmm. But they didn't have the money to build through year one, two, three, four. That's money we're starting to see. What are we, year 20-something? 1997?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we're approaching year, you know, we're nearing year 30, and we're just now getting there.
Do you think there's an...
You said 30 years from now a second ago. Yeah. Now I realize working through that, and the answer is no.
Well, 30 years is about the time, right? Because now the WNBA players are starting to
stay
home.
But you would have... Right, so... Man.
So that's what I said. 30 years from now, do you think they stay? And I didn't even think about the WNBA analogy. But 30 years from now, do you think they get them to stay home? I don't think they do it anytime soon.
Yeah.
They can't get a Wemby or a Luka to not come to the NBA anytime soon.
Yeah. I think the only way you'd get NBA Europe to work and be sustainable, I guess, and be like this legit league is if you had to get the Americans to go that way.
That's that, and that's what I was asking earlier. Is like,
it's vice versa with soccer. It's not keeping
Jay
the Americans
Crowder,
in MLS.
Jay Crowder goes to the NBA Europe.
well, not even that.
Well,
it's like, hey,
what about instead of, and I don't, you know, work with me, instead of Cooper Flagg going to Duke, he's like, no, I'm going to Paris.
No, because then you're just a development league. You're just you got to stay there. You're just, all right, minor league, Europe. Because then Cooper Flagg?
Cooper Flagg couldn't have been in the NBA this year?
Well, I'm saying if Cooper Flagg goes to Europe for a couple years and then come to the real league.
I'm not
when
talking
you're ready.
About for a couple of years.
You're saying to stay?
Go there.
I'm saying he goes there to play.
Yeah, that's different then. That would help, yeah. I thought you meant for a couple of years.
No, I'm saying he goes there to play.
No, yeah, that would help, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. It's interesting as we talk through this. It is almost like the MLS to the EPL thing, where what happens is you got the Messis and the what's his name, Zoltan, and the Beckhams. Uh-huh. They come when they're done over there.
Oh, uh-huh.
They come over here and it's a big thing, and they make some. You know, they get paid all these crazy money, but you would never get a 17-year-old American soccer phenom to stay here. And that's kind of what it feels like with the NBA Europe. They would never get Wemby to stay there right now.
Mm-hmm.
The difference is I think they'd have wealthier ownership than the MLS. And the sponsorship, maybe, and I don't know how this works, maybe when they use it as a, you know, people do this often. If you want to be a sponsor here in NBA America, you have to buy NBA Europe stuff.
Well, no, it's just you have the companies in Europe advertising. No difference in soccer stuff, no? I get the joke, though. I get the joke. Now I get the joke.
No, that's a deep cut.
Now I get the joke now.
That's a deep cut.
That doesn't work, Casey.
Well.
Yeah, who tried that?
Does... the NBA America champion play the NBA?
I would actually love to see that.
You could do that.
Do the leagues happen at the same time?
Yeah, it can.
It feels like it probably should.
Well, if they're going to play.
You put them on different TV.
Is the real world champion, like Ric Flair used to say.
Well, it's kind of like, in soccer terms, like Champions League is kind of the best of the best in Europe.
Basketball Champions League will go crazy.
Yeah.
So
but they got
Africa gets in on it.
Yeah, Africa, China.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the ION College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the ION College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You can go
which
South
doesn't
America.
Exist, by the way.
No, it does.
Okay.
It doesn't.
Okay, Africa exists.
NBA, and China does exist.
No, yes, NBA China does not.
Not yet.
What's the New York in China? Or in Asia. Not China.
Is it Tokyo? Or Shanghai?
No, Tokyo's Japan.
I think it's Tokyo. Well, I should have said Asia.
Oh, I got you.
Asia.
Yeah.
I think it's Tokyo, right?
Beijing is China's New York, right?
It's not Shanghai. It wasn't like New York.
I just know Shanghai Sharks.
Yeah.
It's Jimmer's team.
Yeah, yeah. Beijing wasn't like New York. Yeah. The one I know, or is it Hong Kong? One of them joints, they have
it might
like,
be Hong Kong. I know
they
Hong
have like
Kong's
the Times Square. Maybe Tokyo. Maybe there's one everywhere. Maybe there's
Tokyo's the one with the Times Square.
Maybe there are New Yorks all over the place, and we've only been to the one.
Did somebody get banished to NBA Antarctica? NBA Greenland.
That's probably where the Kings would send Jay Crowder. We'll come back. Steve and Casey, I just realized Matt George isn't here. It's going to be a long 2 hours. This could get a little crazy. Steve and Casey on ESPN 1320.
Come on, man. D'Lo and Casey, ESPN 1320. And I gotta let y'all know, man, it's popping off over at Prize Picks. It is popping off today over at Prize Picks. There's a couple different things going on. First and foremost, it is baseball opening day, and they've got a $20 MLB protected play going on. All you got to do is go to your promos, make an all Major League Baseball lineup for up to $20, and boom, it's a protected play. So you got that going on here for opening day. And then
they got Shohei with a homer. Wow. They got him, the demon at .5.
Unfortunately, I'll probably take that.
Yeah, I'm going to
I'll make that lineup, unfortunately.
It's always bad when I set my lineup while you're talking. But I'm going to do it right now.
But even if you don't want to do the all MLB lineup, you can still put Shohei in your lineup, and you need to put him in there with the Cooper Flag joint. It is 0.5 points. That is a free play given to you by Prize Picks. And then you can get that lined up with Shohei, with Beam Money. And we could all eat today. This is the great time for Prize Picks because you've got everything going on. You've got NBA going on. You got Major League Baseball back. You got college basketball. Tomorrow, you got men's college basketball and women's college basketball. So you can do whatever you want with some of these lineups and get this money. Get this guap. You know what I mean? So download the Prize Picks app. Put in the promo code KIFM. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. That's promo code KIFM to get $50 no matter what you do. Win, lose, draw, whatever. You get $50 instantly with your first $5 lineup. You must be present in certain states. Go to prizepicks.com for more details. There's my boy Zabo. Prize Picks. Run your game.
Zabo kind of cutting it close right there. I was kind of waiting.
I know. I had to. What they say?
We wouldn't resume the show either. You just would have paused the read. Also, by the way, MLB TV, count your days.
What? What's going on?
Bro, it's not working. It's not loading for anyone. Trying to watch the Red Sox. They need me. They're losing 2-1 right now. I can't even help them.
Bro, what? Damn, I'm in a...
I just searched it on Twitter. There's a bunch of people dealing with it.
I'm in a real precarious position because I said a few months ago I'm not getting MLB extra innings or MLB that TV. I'm not doing it. I got the Giants that I watch. Now, I'm going to be watching damn near every A's game. I'm just not going to have time to watch all these games. I'll watch what comes on nationally and then, MLB, they got the free game every day or whatever. But now I'm having FOMO. I'm like, damn, man. How can I not have the extra innings? How can I not have MLB.TV?
Because it won't work.
The site's be working, dog. The site's be working.
I always get don't worried talk about
that on the air. Stop.
What are you talking about? Nobody talking about MLB. Anything incriminating.
I'm talking about MLB.TV. Yeah. .TV.
I don't think you are.
.TV.
I'm always afraid to use those ones here at work.
True.
I don't want to get hacked. And it's like, oh, yeah, Odyssey is shut down because of because Jesse Toppy had to watch a damn Red Sox game.
Dana White comes to Odyssey.
We got him. We got the FBI looking at his house right now. As soon as he fires it up, he's done.
And Manny brings up a great point. MLB app is free with T-Mobile. I don't have T-Mobile.
Neither do I. So.
If anybody has T-Mobile, that's great for you. It could be great for me, too, if you have T-Mobile. That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, I'm getting arrogant.
Oh.
I'm messing with. Hang on, let me see what this does. I'm at times 60. How high is this getting me? I got six players. Hang on.
Woo!
This is so arrogant.
Are you gonna break Prize Picks?
I got the Cooper flag. I took the Shohei is a demon. The Shohei home run is a demon. Yeah. DeMar,
he's a time player.
29.5 points and assists is a demon.
Okay.
I took it. It's a demon.
Okay. All right.
Zach LaVine.
Now that is just risky. Well, it depends on what you said.
2.5 turnovers. I said less.
Okay. Okay.
Let me take a quick peek. Okay. Zach had 4 versus Oklahoma City, 4 versus Boston, 4 versus Milwaukee.
He's due.
Domas, 36.5 points, rebounds, and assist. Took less.
Makes sense.
Denny, Demon, 3.5 three-pointers made.
What's he done as of late?
He had 3 versus Cleveland, 2 versus Boston, 4 versus Memphis, 3 versus Washington.
He's been getting them up.
And we know how the Kings do. That $20 play will bring 19 back.
Woo!
Woo! 4 of those 6 will bring me 19 back. What would 6?
That's not even
me?
The whole 6?
6. No, 4 of the 6 cuz there's demons in there.
Ooh.
Otherwise, I'm just throwing away $20. 6 of 6 gives me 6,000.
Damn. Oh yeah, we cooking. I know I got
the Cooper flag one. Can I get 3 more out of that?
I think
Zach LaVine ain't going to turn the ball over 3 times. Come on, fellas, show some pride. The ones that I'm worried about is Shohei. I don't like my level of confidence in the Domas one
either.
Yeah,
that's the one that I was like, he might go off tonight.
He's hurt, though.
You think so? I don't think. That's what I'm with Jesse.
Go ahead and leave that one. You sure about that Zach LaVine one, though?
Should I go more?
He's at 4. I'm not saying he's going to get to 4, but 3 maybe.
It's 2.5, though, ain't it?
It's 2.5.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You don't think you get to 3?
What's more due to the money?
I'm just trying to help you win money here.
More? Oh, man, more.
This is
Oh, more ups the money.
That's, you know what? Hey, more ups the money. So just do what you want.
Is he going to have 3 turnovers? That is the question.
I don't think he's going to, man. My gut says he's not.
Follow your gut.
What did we look at his turnover? He had 4. 3 would be an improvement. He only had 2 versus Chicago, only had 2 versus Memphis.
That's
Chatty House, let's do this together. What are we doing? More or less, 2.5 turnovers for Zach LaVine.
Troy says go with your gut. Aaron Mick says he's got the over. Casey Tucker says more is the better bet. He's averaged 3 turnovers over his last 5.
Don't listen to anything.
Jerm says over.
All right.
Andrew says more.
I'll take
you
want
to listen to them, though? It's a Chatty House. You never know.
Chatty House wouldn't steer me wrong.
Well.
Manny says don't bet it. There's that.
They've never. Well.
There's the one you
I've
need.
Never been Chatty Housed. I hate my confidence level in the Domas less. Zach LaVine, 3 turnovers.
I would... and I don't want to stay away because
Domas hasn't been taking a lot of shots in a while.
I'm sending it with the Moore.
Woo!
I'm sending it with the Moore.
Woo!
Do away.
Let's get this money. No, let's get this money. We're not talking like that. Let's get this money. Let's get this money. Let's get this guap. We're not talking like that. We win it. We win it.
All right.
What did I just see? Says being chatty house sounds a lot like falling for NBA Centel. That's exactly what it is.
It's the same thing.
It's exactly what it is.
Sometimes it comes from NBA Centel.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Opening day.
Yeah, people in Major League Baseball. Everybody got their baseball jerseys on.
Yeah, man. Well, that's what the boss said to do.
Oh, he said he could wear anything.
Oh. Yeah, he's wearing a Florida Gators shirt.
Mm-hmm.
I had the 13-20 jersey out there today.
So that's what I like.
I broke it out the bag for the first time.
Originally, I was gonna just rock a D'Lo and Casey joint. I was like, oh, maybe that's not really in the spirit of what he wants. So I have 2 Kings hoodies. I gave one to Katie, and I wore this one.
Uh-huh.
And then I get here, and Kevin's got on a end baseball jersey. Jesse's got on. Yeah, James even I participated. Got it on. And I'm like, I could have just worn the D'Lo and Casey joint.
Could have. I don't even remember where mine is at. I think it's in my
baseball
my
summer
jersey. Clothes. Yeah, I think it's in my summer clothes.
I know where it is. It's in the same drawer that the Not Like Us KSFM shirt is in. It's in the same drawer that those itchy ass ESPN 1320 shirts in. I just put them in a drawer and put them away.
I gave my mom one of those shirts. I had 2 of them. One of
the Not Like Us joints.
Yeah.
It was a good day for me, not being participant and stuff. I walk out there, you know, for the first time. Boss is right there. He sees me. We fist bump or whatever. It's great.
Oh, yeah.
Success.
Hey,
we did it.
Hey, we.
Boss knows I was here, and he was happy.
We live in a new world right now. Like
it's facts. It's
Aaron,
different.
Like our boy Miller's all about it.
Yes.
Like, he is a people's champion. He's not a corporate champion. He's a people's champion.
He is.
And you got to talk to him about something. You walk in, you shut the door, say, I need to talk to you for a minute. He listens to everything you say.
That's my cool. guy.
He's a good guy. He's a good. He was recording something. It's like he had his phone up as I was walking back to the studio. He's like, you going on? I was like, yeah. He's like, all right. And he keeps his phone up. He's maybe making one of his Instagram videos. I'm not sure. shout out to D-Mac, who recognized what was going on Prize Picks. D-Lo trying to win that solar payment. That's the shoot.
Let's get him there.
True up.
That's.
I'm just going to be placing $20 bets till I win one so I can make the true up payment.
We actually do have a guest, too. With it being opening day.
Who are we talking to?
Farhan Zaidi. Go ahead and talk to us about opening day.
Well, Jesse, thank you. Thank you for having me on. I tried to get in touch with KC, and he came back green. So I guess I'm blocked. But look, you know, Giants, they're in Cincinnati, and one of the things that we always talked about when we were in Cincinnati was making sure that the Vazorp didn't mess up with a Grajog. And a Grajog is something that when you go to Ohio, it's something you have to deal with because of the wind pattern at Great American Ballpark. One of the things is you may lose the Grajog all the time, but that usually means if you lose the Grajog, then you will lose the game by 7.3 points. And I say points because I know they make runs, but points is what we judge ourselves on. And last year we had 17 points, even though we didn't have any wins in those points. And that's just one of the great moments about the new baseball, the new spreadsheet.
All right, Farhan, beat it. Now we're back.
All right. What I miss? I just, sorry.
Farhan was here. Back.
Oh, damn. Damn, man, I miss Farhan. I would have swung on him like Stephen A. swinging on LeBron.
No, you actually might not. You actually might have swung on him, not pretend swung on him.
I wouldn't have swung on Farhan. He's just he was so deflating as a head of baseball personnel.
He was really at the Dodgers, left the Dodgers, messed up the Giants, went back to the Dodgers.
Jeez.
Some people say that's what Bret Hart did to WCW.
Really? I never heard
he
that.
Left the, he said, they say It was all a plan by Vince McMahon. He sent Bret Hart down there. I think this is one of Kevin Nash's stupid like things.
Nash. Oh, Kevin Nash said it then.
Bret Hart goes down there. McMahon and Austin take off. The WWE blows up. Bret goes down there and essentially kills WCW. WCW dies. Vince buys it. Bret comes back.
Yeah, it's not the fact that Kevin Nash was booking stuff back then for WCW.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with Kevin Nash. Huh?
Hey, let's give Kevin Nash all the power. Great. Kev, tell us, what do you want to do? I want to end Goldberg Street.
Kevin Nash will tell you anything you want to hear, too, if the bag is right.
Oh, that's for sure.
Oh,
from if you hear him talk. Hearing him talk.
Yeah.
He said Diesel used to stand with his hand up like this because he was paying tribute to Tommy Smith and John Carlos.
All right, Kev.
All right, Jeez. Kevin.
All right, man.
Whatever you say, pal.
Giants playing right now. Down 3-2 to the Reds. My boy, Elio Ramos, with the 2-run home run. Last year's lone San Francisco Giants All-Star. I think they said, I don't want to misspeak. But wasn't he the first homegrown all-star? Or no, he was the first outfield all-star since Barry Bonds. I'm trying to think if that was accurate. I think it was for the Giants. It was something he was the first. I think he was the first outfielder, maybe the first left fielder since Barry Bonds to make the all-star team. But yeah, they down 3-2 right now. You know, Tyler Green started. Guy's a phenom. Yeah, looking forward to the season, though. I'm looking forward to Giants and the A's season. Like I said earlier, I plan on watching a lot of A's baseball.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of A's baseball. I was at the Little League practice, and shout out to my people over there, Coach Steve. Shout out to my people, Andrew and Michelle. They own Flatland Brewing Company. Big ups to them. I've been there a couple times. They have this great... It's obviously a brewing company, but they make this pizza that has like barbecue on it that is bomb.
Who makes
Absolutely
it?
Absolutely bomb. Over at Flatland Brewing Company. It's over in Elk Grove. It's by Sky River.
Okay.
But I'm not like big on like, I think they might have had, I don't know what it was, if bacon was on there or two or not, but it was some kind of barbecue on there. And it was delicious. I was kind of hesitant because, you know, I keep it simple with my pizza. I was kind of hesitant to have it, but when I had it, I had like 5 slices.
You get to the hot honey yet?
No.
You need to make your way there.
Not yet. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. But I got off the track. But I was talking to them. They're all Giants fans, right? They're all Giants fans. We all united in that respect, being Giants fans. But we all kind of agree, like, look, yeah, the A's are here. We got love for the A's. As long we don't know how long they're gonna be here, if they're gonna stay, it's not that. But if they're in Sacramento, hell yeah, wear a A's shirt or an A's hat, go to the game and root for the A's or something like that. As long as they're in Sacramento, like we rocking with them. I'm tapped into the A's, man.
I won't be an A's fan, but I did find myself looking at tickets yesterday. Like, maybe end of month in April. Wednesday night against the Texas Rangers don't look too bad.
Look at this. See, look at this guy. So I guess I'll just be the lone member of the fan police around here because now this guy.
I said I won't be a fan of the A's. I literally started saying I won't be a fan of the A's.
They're in the same league. At least the Yankees and Giants are in different leagues.
I can't go watch baseball. I'm just going to watch baseball. I literally said, yeah, I'm not a fan of the A's. I won't be rooting for them.
You going to the Red Sox game?
Yeah, I'll be out there.
Do you already have it? You already got tickets? Or like...
No, but we'll get tickets.
Okay.
Because usually I go with my dad and my brother, but I've missed that the last few years, just given Oakland's far from here, from work.
I see people talking about the price of these A's tickets a lot. Like, what is, like, a regular ticket price for a baseball game?
I don't know. I was looking yesterday on the A's website. They had them for $30 against the Texas Rangers at the end of the month.
Yeah.
The A's here?
Yeah.
That's one of the things we talked about too, though. And that's the other thing. Like people always. I'm not saying like it's not an expensive ticket sometimes, but today's tickets are going for $1,800 down the first baseline. Oh, see, it was a bad idea to go to Sacramento. Fam, that's the resale price,
yeah,
bro.
Right. You gotta
like, what are you talking about, man? Like you just said, you could go on Ticketmaster, find a reasonable one. They talked about the A's, I think, holding $250 tickets for game day.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of them will be on the lawn or any or something like that. But you can get to these games, man. Like, it's not going to be impossible to get to these games for a reasonable price. But it depends. Like, if you try to go to a Giants game, if the Giants are good, that's a tough ticket. Like, you're in the third deck for $35 a ticket.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, they weren't that good, so you could probably get lower level for $35 a ticket. In Oakland, you could get to A's game for $2.
Mm.
You know what I mean? Last mm-hmm. year. But in a regular place like a Philly or New York or something like that, like where the teams are good, you take a – they always say a family of four. You take a family of four to a baseball game, you might be looking at $200.
If you're trying to see the top teams too, then, like, yeah, that's going to cost a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. But I mean –
if you want to go see the A's, you can go see the A's.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be $1,500 a ticket down the first baseline when the Yankees are here. Yes. Yes. Yes.
Who knew?
But when the Guardians are here, you could probably find something
like
different.
The Rangers ones weren't even that bad. Yeah. And those were seat tickets.
I'm going. I'm looking forward to being at A's games this year.
Unfortunately, my family now, even Reese's, pledged his alliance, are Yankees fans, so it's gonna be tough.
Damn, Reese is a Yankees fan too?
Yeah.
Oh, so you gotta figure out how to get tickets for everybody to the okay. I got yeah.
Why? That poor kid's only known losing then.
You know what I thought about the other day? And this reminds me of, well, the Dodgers have won the World Series now, but it was always a situation where I would talk crazy about the Dodgers, but their recent history mirrored that of the 49ers, right? Like the same arguments and the same jokes I would have for the Dodgers, people would have, Jason Jones, somebody would have for the 49ers. Like, oh, you get to the big game, you can't finish it. All this talent, you choke, all this other stuff. You have the same thing going on with the Celtics.
All right, let's go through. I've kind of acknowledged this before, but now they've already won a title.
Everything that you say about the Yankees.
No, I've acknowledged this. I was going to say I've acknowledged this before. They won a title last year, so it's good. They're going to win another one this year too, so it's kind of more recent and all that and more frequent. But no, yeah. Well, no, that's not true. The Yankees only have won in 09 since, like, what, 96 or 2000 or whenever the last one was.
What did the – before last year.
Oh, wait.
You're right, before last year. Yeah. The Celtics had, what, won in 25 years?
Yeah, but they've been to the finals. Like, they lost to the Warriors. Like, they've been there. The Yankees
were just in the World Series.
Yeah, they got there once. And they were only there for, like, five games, right? And when Aaron Judge dropped that fly ball?
Oh, man. Oh. They got a new center fielder.
Shout out to the 2-9.
Yeah, big ups to him, man. Cody Bellinger. I almost called him Eric Bellinger.
Cool thing about being a sports fan, though, is I can be delusional and just say whatever.
Nah, it's the best thing about it. It's the best thing about it. Like, I would talk to Jason Jones
about
the
Monday's
Dodgers.
Game against?
The Cubs. Yeah, check the no, check
yeah, that's that what out. I wanted to look at. That's what I wanted to look at.
That
I looked
was
at.
Gonna be crazy.
I looked at. Well, I don't know. Again, that's what I was asking. Like, concert tickets. Like, we're so programmed to those being really expensive that I saw some seats on the first base side. Yeah, they're $140, $150.
That's not bad.
$120.
You're on Ticketmaster.
I am not. These are all resale prices. This is StubHub. There is not a regular ticket available for Monday's game.
Mm.
I looked for the first couple of games.
You're going to resale sites too. You got to start finding the better ones. StubHub not the move anymore, I don't think.
I don't think StubHub is.
They got a good one. I don't even want to say
I don't think Ticketmaster is that bad of a resale price. They had a, what was the one? I bet that joint's gone. It sure is. They as a shoot, had a row one, maybe section 104 on the first base side. That was like 140 or 50. That's the price of most of the tickets I'm looking at.
I mean,
like just $140, $50?
Yeah.
That's no different than anywhere else.
I got one.
Yeah, I don't feel like that's bad.
I got one 10 rows from home plate.
Tough part is they're all for
220. That's not crazy.
Yeah,
ten rows from home plate for 220. Everything else is.
There's a row 103.
Why are these ones $400?
That's a 171. That's probably someone trying to get over.
Well, no, I'm asking the question because they're like the farthest away from the field.
That guy doesn't know the most game is played there. Buddy, you can't just throw the prize. Like, come on.
they're like by the concourse, about 447. Sir, there's 90 tickets here that are for $100, and they're 17 rows closer.
Well, someone will do it.
He said he don't know how to play the game.
So this is interesting. I've never noticed this before. Oh, no, that's a lie. Never mind.
What'd you see?
I clicked on a tab and it said this is the face value of the ticket. I don't think that's accurate. I think they're showing the price of the ticket, which is $154, but they show you the price now with the service fee included. So when you go to check out, it's not all of a sudden $100 more or $200 more. It's included there in the price. So I just found some row one seats or row three seats for two tickets for $367.
It's not bad at all. Opening
I don't feel
day,
like it is.
One of the first.
Yeah.
This is the first game in Sacramento. Mm-hmm. Cubs are in town. Come on, man. That's not crazy. I bet you if I pulled up the Giants home opener, you'd be the same thing. Maybe even more for the third row. Please. That'd be crazy.
Are we a baseball show?
West Sacramento A's versus Cubs. That's what Ticketmaster says. This is crazy.
If you want to sit, if you want to go to the Giants game.
So they do have a bunch of lawn seats out. They're resale joints, though.
If you want to sit in row C at the Giants game, you want to guess how much it is? I'm on Game Time, by the way. I like Game Time.
$80?
No, this is resale.
Oh, $120?
$713.
$7.13.
$713.
For what?
To sit.
That's not opening. What's the regular price? Not the regular price. Like, what are the prices of the other tickets?
What do you mean?
Like,
the other tickets around it?
Yeah, they're all $700?
I'm on the resale side. There's $700. If you go to the next section, it's $628.
Oh, stop it.
$1,375.
I'm sorry, y'all winning the World Series? What are you talking about? Shohei there?
So, and it's against the Mariners. So, like, people talking crazy about, like, what's going on in Sacramento. This is at the Giants. $1,375. Opening day. Three rows back. And you just said three rows back. It's $300?
Yeah, for two tickets.
Yeah, this is for one ticket, I think.
Yeah, two tickets. Three rows back.
Yeah, everybody's sick.
What is the best seat at a baseball game? Have we discussed this before?
I don't think it exists. Like, I've said.
Because I'm looking at these seats, like, on the first base side. Like, those to me, the first base side and the third base side feel like where I'd want to sit. Like, behind home plate is cool. I've sat behind home. I don't think I like it as much as the other ones.
I've said
I like behind.
I just realized it's going to rain. Come on, man.
I've said third base, first base side of the Giants, and then like real close at the A's. I don't know, like bleachers, it's all. It just depends on the vibe, I guess.
Is it raining right now?
Oracle's a great place. Oracle Park is like, feels like there's no bad seat in that place. That is just the best ballpark in baseball.
Mount Davis is the worst spot. I'll tell
you
that.
I'd never go up to Mount
Davis. I sat in Mount Davis for the wild card game against the Rays.
Oh, hell no.
I was scared for my life.
Hell no. I'd never.
It's like walking outside in D-Lo's backyard.
Well,
see the whole city.
Yeah.
What?
And no, that's a good point. It's a good point.
We got to go to break. We're late.
We talking baseball here on D-Lo and KC.
Big baseball show.
Reds are up 3-2 on the Giants, and we're getting ready for the first professional baseball game in Sacramento. I would say it's Monday, but who knows? It's supposed to rain for the next couple of days, so who knows if it's actually going to be played on Monday or not. I guess we'll just wait. Wait and see, but lots of excitement about baseball returning, man. That's always dope. Today's one of the great days in sports, too, with opening day. The NCAA tournament Sweet 16 jumping off. Some great games tonight. Duke, Arizona tonight. So there's lots to look forward to. Obviously, we're tapped in to the Sacramento Kings and the Portland Trailblazers here. We got the Elk Grove Kid Talk line up for you, 916-909-1320. What's up, TC?
My two brothers.
What's up, TC? What's up, man?
Oh, man, just vibing, man. Just tapping in. You know what I'm saying? It's been kind of hectic the last couple of days, man. Everybody got that, you know, voice in their opinions of what, you know, what's going on, bro. So
it's all good.
You know, it's been wild, bro. But, you know, I came to a conclusion, right, in this situation, you know. So first off, we're going to start with eight. Eight, you talking about vibes, bro. The vibe is we need you to shoot more, dog. You know, I don't know what you're going through, and I'm not going to get into that, though. But if you need time away, bro, take that time away. But at the same time, we got 10 games left. So whatever we're going, everybody kind of going through things, though. But I'm not going to get into that, though. You know what I'm saying? Oh, Doug already, you know, Doug got that situated. As far as I might be the only Kings fan, bro, who feel like this. When I called in about Bob Myers, right, I believe that Bob Myers can come in here and work with Doug as a GM. As far as Vladdy, I don't know what Vladdy's doing around. You know, he's been in the West. So I don't know if Vladdy talking about, you know what, hey, maybe I can work with money, put me back in there, Uncle V. I don't know, bro. But as far as a Kings fan, if that either one of those moves happened, bro, I wouldn't be mad, right? If Vladdy came back or if Bob came in, I wouldn't even be mad, bro. I wouldn't turn my nose up. As long as either money is gone and Wes, or Wes is gone and money's back in with one of them dudes, I'm like, I wouldn't be mad at it, bro. That's all I got.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I mean, I'm not.
Zach LaVine's playing basketball. Let's just let him play basketball. I feel like after he missed the first game and came back the next night, he didn't look himself. It was like, hey, maybe brother's going through something. Mm-hmm. He's Steer Hill with the team. He's playing. Mm-hmm. So whatever he's going through, he's comfortable enough to go. We don't have to keep bringing this up. I feel like all of a sudden that Zach LaVine is going through something, has gained a ton of traction in the last few days. Like, if you weren't sympathetic the day after he missed the game, what are we doing right now?
Right. Yeah,
I hope my brother's good. He's here. If he's going through anything, he's comfortable enough to be with the team. Mm-hmm. All right, let my man go out there and play basketball. He'll be fine.
Yeah,
he'll be just fine. He ain't the only one who needs to shoot more either.
Yeah,
I don't know. I guess thoughts and prayers for Zach LaVine and whatever he's going through, which no one even knows. But Domas, it's fine. Shoot the ball four times. Oh no, his basketball IQ is so goddamn high. It's fine. All right, man. God, pick a lane. Pick what your frustration is, because y'all just can't make up your mind.
You know, and it's
when Zach LaVine got here, didn't he shoot too much? Wasn't he a ball hog? Yeah. Oh man, he's a ball dominant guy. Now he doesn't shoot enough. Some of y'all hoes show that you don't actually watch basketball. And I'm talking about some of you that get paid to talk show that you don't watch basketball when you didn't know what Zach LaVine's season was when he got here.
We were on this early.
You were on this Zach LaVine thing opening night.
Yeah.
You were on this Zach LaVine thing in the preseason. You said, hey, did you see what Zach LaVine said last night? We played damn near the whole thing on this show when he was a Chicago Bull. Mm-hmm. We watched the way that dude played all year. Everybody said the same tired-ass line about him every time his name came up. Now they're stunned that he's looking for the perfect shot.
Well, look, even that aspect, we were on that as soon as he got here. I remember we talked about it, and what was one of the things I said? I said, after, like, really watching him, like, on your team for about four or five games or whatever, he's just never going to take a bad shot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's never going to do it. He's never going to force it. I don't know
now
if that's how it was in the past, but now this Zach LaVine, he don't take no bad shots. And sometimes I want him to take a bad shot.
Not everybody. Not even a bad shot. Just what Malik say the other night, because I'm pretty sure this is what sparked everything. It's not that Kenny Caraway said it. It's not that it was on D'Lo and KC. It's that Malik said it. What Malik say? Not every shot's going to be perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Clearly, they're aware of this. Yeah, yeah, not every shot's going to be perfect.
So
it's just it's just wild to me that this is the Zach LaVine conversation. not every shot has to be perfect hasn't been said about one other player in a Kings uniform. Okay. I'm a hater.
You were on that early.
I'm a hater because I asked my man to shoot it twice. I literally said, just shoot two more times. It came. D'Lo trying to get rid of D'Lo trying to throw Domas out of here. You weren't even here that day. You come back, Jesse tells you what happened, and you start yelling at me.
You were on that early, though. That was like a year ago. He was on that early.
This show is such a work, man.
But, I mean, look, man, like you say, he's going to do what he does, man, and that's for better or for worse sometimes.
Both of those players are so good at what they do. And maybe, I don't know, man, maybe that's just their way of, I don't know, maybe no. That's just their way of
well, playing we within always, them,
so I don't know.
We always forget they can't shoot because there's one guy taking all the shots.
That's right. That's
the one.
One guy.
That's the one that kills
won't
me.
Won't pass the ball.
He has 16 shot attempts in a game. One guy taking all the shots.
Well, Kenny, in the fourth quarter, if DeMar would learn to pass the ball, how many times did he shoot in the fourth quarter? Yo, look at that.
What's that?
Look at that picture that just came in. Is that the wake-up call?
Where are we at?
Is that look, like right there? That gigantic picture right there. Hey, turn it this way. Jesus Christ. Oh, my God.
That's fire, too.
Hey, bring that man in here. Bring him in here. Y'all got to see this. This is crazy. Yo, we can't? Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Okay. It is two members of the Wake Up Call's birthday tomorrow, and I guess one of their presents just showed up.
No one watches the show, right?
Well, one of them does.
Is that the one I can't see? What did Jonathan just say?
That she can't see it yet.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Hopefully she's not watching right now.
That was crazy.
Well,
that was fire.
Nope, she's not watching. We're fine. That is crazy.
Yeah.
That is really absolutely cool. Crazy. So this picture, all right, I'll just shut the hell up. You'll see it tomorrow. The guy walked in. I'm sorry. The guy walked in and all I thought was, is that Katie? What is that?
So look, you're looking over there. I'm like, wake up call. What?
Oh, man. That's crazy.
That was fire. That was fire. Yeah.
I got to see it fine in that picture, too. God damn.
You guys ever do good in art class?
No.
Nah.
Yeah, it wasn't my sport either.
Nah, I'm not an artist. Well, actually, now I am. Now I'm an artist.
Well, I remember one time I'm at Sac State.
He is. Kenny is dope over here. The graphic designer.
Graphic design is my passion.
Kenny is dope.
We got the series graphics and all that.
Hey, my laptop almost blew up last night.
Oh, God.
Trying to make that because there was one thing that you're supposed to do.
The baseball one?
Yeah. All I do is follow directions. Like, if you people teach you how to do this stuff. And there was one thing I had to do. I had to click on this thing for this category. The whole, you talk about the fan going on the laptop. Fan goes on.
Oh, no.
The rainbow circles going on.
Oh, no.
I try to call, maybe it's the internet. No, it's just me being, I said, well, this ain't going to be on this picture. Because the laptop almost died. Almost died. I'll never put that effect on there ever again. Or even try.
Is it that laptop?
Yeah. This is a good one. It was whatever the effect they were trying to tell me to do, and it would look fire if I could do it, but no, this not on this one. Won't happen.
Manny said, never tell D'Lo the gender part before the party.
You ever ruined a surprise before?
Well, it doesn't appear I have.
Not yet.
It doesn't appear I have. I know the other two don't watch, so I think we're fine.